This is Malcolm King of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project on the 14th of August 2012, and we're at King's home this morning. I have with me as usual John Thayers, and we've been joined this morning by Pete Glanville. Thanks very much for coming along, Pete.
Morning.
Can we start right at the beginning, like where were you born and bred, so to speak?
Born and bred in Gloucester. Escott Road, and obviously born in Gloucester Royal Hospital.
And when was that?
1971, June 10th to be precise. Lived about 6 years in Gloucester to start with, first 6 years. Then we moved out into the countryside, into Dimmock, Upton Bishop in Dimmock, for 5 years before moving back to Gloucester and residing in Longleven.
How old were you when you came back to Longleven?
11.
And I think you were born into a sort of King's Home oriented family, weren't you?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, my father ran the touchdown here for many years, and also always looked after the referees on match days. He played formerly for Gloucester All Blues, so I was always brought up in the rugby fraternity of Gloucester, and my brother, my elder brother, played for Strain and had a bit of a spell down at Gloucester as well.
So when did you first come to King's Home yourself?
I first joined King's Home officially, I think it was 1991.
Did you come to see them as a boy?
Oh yes, I used to, my best friend, and still is my best friend, Mike Nichols, his son, me and Mark used to come down here and sell programmes on a match day, and quite ironic how we used to watch the guys out there playing and that, and to one day end up out there playing ourselves.
Right. Who were your heroes in those schoolboy days?
I don't think I really paid that much attention to individual players. I didn't actually, you know, even pick up a rugby ball until I was 11. I was always football, and it was only until I went to senior school where you have to have a term of playing rugby that I started playing the sport in the first place.
And which school was that?
That was Newman School.
Oh.
Newman School, and then later on went to Churchtown School.
And what position did you play as a schoolboy?
I started off on the wing, then got moved to centre. Got very quickly bypassed from fly half and scrum half, and then put in the back row. As I say, one of the things I always remember growing up, obviously I played school rugby, but also played for Longleven's junior section, where I was very fortunate to have Mike Nichols as my coach. I've recently told a story at the dinner. My first official introduction to Mike as a coach was walking across the field, Longleven's under 11s, to see this small guy, probably the ugliest bloke I'd ever seen, foaming at the mouth, bollocking a group of 11-year-olds for not trying hard enough. Obviously, at that stage, didn't really know who Mike was. Obviously, I knew Mark. It wasn't until later that we became very good friends. And then very quickly realised who Mike Nichols was and what he was to Gloucester Rugby Club, and really how fortunate I was to have him as a coach from an early age.
He obviously had the same effect at all age levels. We've had a number of players who played under him who said, we played really well because we were far more frightened than Mike Nichols.
Yeah, very much. And that was pretty much true of the under-11s that year as well.
Did you enjoy success at schoolboy rugby?
I never really at schoolboy rugby played county schools or anything. A face never really fitted, always seemed to get bypassed and that. But I was fortunate enough to play for actual Gloucestershire, and that's not Gloucestershire schools, that is Gloucestershire Junior and South West. And when I look back on it, you know, I played with some great players, Richard Hill, Paul Volley, some players that sort of like also went on to become Premiership, and indeed, in, obviously in Richard and Volley's case, England players. So, it was it was enjoyable. Mark Regan, another one that's got a lot come up and be played through the junior setup.
Yeah. And then you went into Longlevens as your junior club.
You started
with them while you were at school, but carried on with them after school.
Yeah, I did. Started playing for the seniors team at 16. I say the seniors team, the Longlevens thirds. Local character by the name of Ben was my captain then, local farmer, and he probably would have been in his late 40s when I first started playing and introduced me to the concept of you have a pint before you play the game, not afterwards. Ben Pullin, the guy's name was, and you know, as a young lad, to start off in a 13 full of old heads was a fantastic experience, because they looked after you on the pitch and they also looked after you off the pitch. And, you know, I used to play with Ben week in, week out. He'd play number 8, I'd play number 6 or number 7. And I'd be the one running about like an idiot, and he'd be the one telling me where to run about like an idiot. So it worked really well. I have to say, didn't play. I think I probably only played a handful of games for Longlevens first. That was just, you know, unfortunate at the time when I was pushing for the first team. A local captain by the name of Colin Jones was the Longlevens captain. He played number 6. So I kind of missed out playing for the first team, and then sort of like jumped a level and come down to Gloucester.
How did that come about?
Back then it was when you had the local trials where the advert used to go out in the paper, and anybody interested in coming along and putting on a pair of boots to play against the seniors team could do. They had spoke to me previously, because obviously I was playing for the county in the Southwest setup, and invited me down. Just went along and you know, tried out, got invited back to a second trial, and then I think a third trial. And then I got invited to go on their pre-season tour, which was to up in Newcastle. And I always remember my first roommate as a young lad joining Gloucester was a guy by the name of John Hawker, another hooker. There's something about hookers in you know, coaching me and looking after me, which again was just a fantastic experience for a 19-year-old to go away with Gloucester. I'm back in those days and toured with them. Yeah. The following year, I toured with America with them. We went to New York and Boston for 2 weeks, and it just helped get to know everybody, get to know the setup, and become part of the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could I ask you about a little bit more about Longlevens connection?
Yeah.
Because I was doing some research for the Northampton programme, and I came across a cup tie in 1994, and 7 of the Gloucester pack had played at some point for Longlevens, including you, of course, had played at some point for Longlevens.
If I'm right, the only player that was in fact Johnny Hawker, who was
the hooker, that's right.
That's it, and he came from Bockworth.
Oh, right. Not too far away.
No, exactly. If I recall, it would have been Tony Window, Johnny Hawker, Andrew Deacon, Dave Sims and Richard West.
Yep.
And myself, Ian Smith.
And Simon Devereux.
Yeah, it was back row, yeah. I do remember that game, actually, when we talked about it amongst ourselves, that you know, there were 7 of us all from Longlevens Junior Club.
Yeah, and Northampton were really fancied for that game.
Yeah.
And they came a cropper,
which is
very nice.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's a testament to Longlevens. You know, they've had a great setup over the years. You know, they're struggling a bit more now with the age of professionalism, but if you look at their junior section that they've got, they're still one of the strongest in the county with regards to junior rugby.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a testament to them, and it's nice to see a lot of those guys there that we named, and a lot of other guys that went on to play at higher level are, you know, now back at Longlevens with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coaching the junior sides as well.
Yeah.
And when those Longlevens old boys get together, what stories do you recall of that match?
Yeah. there's always plenty of stories. I'm never that one for remembering too many stories. I always find it's easier to forget them, to be honest. But over the years, when you look at certainly in the amateur days when you were working and playing at the same time, you know, some of the trips used to go on with quite a few hours on the coach, or you know, used to go up Newcastle or go on pre-season tours. Well, back then, pre-season tours were still very much amateur driven. I can remember, if you take the American tour or the South African tour, you know, it was still a case of you start drinking as soon as you get on the bus in the morning, and you possibly stop drinking the day before a game if you were lucky, and then took the part, played hard, and then started drinking again afterwards. And you know, that's how life was back then. You know, our tour of South Africa, I can remember the night before our first game, we had Tim Russon from Central TV touring with us, and he hadn't long come back from touring with the football team, and he couldn't get over the whole atmosphere and just how tight we were as a team compared to his experience with the football. And you know, the night before we went out and probably ate everything that we shouldn't have done and drunk everything that we shouldn't have done, but we were together as a team socialising, as opposed to, you know, what Tim said back then was, you know, a lot of the footballers were in playing computer games and reading books and stuff like that, whereas we were always as a team wherever we went.
Yeah.